Let's talk a little bit about the nuclear power. We saw what happened at Fukushima. Let's also talk about Nebraska that's being surrounded by floodwaters. At what point are we going to say enough is enough? Germany has gone on record as saying, you know what, we're going to get out of this business.
Well, you know, I wish it was more encouraging. Germany at least is not going to build any new plants, and they were preparing to do so. In this country, you know, there's been a renewed push after decades now of not building nuclear power plants, just try building them again. Now, Fukushima is one of these stories where it is so covered up and so buried about what's really going on that when you really have the scientific understanding and talk to the scientists on the ground, you got to realize that this thing is nowhere near over. At this point, we are, you know, day by day looking at the potential of having a serious China syndrome happen at these four different reactors. And in reality, there are 20 radioactive cores melting through floors of buildings, not four, because all the radioactive storage of the waste fuel, those are all burning into meltdowns. And if any of these continue on down through the floor of their containment buildings and reach the water table, and like George, they're next to the ocean, the water table's barely below them, the steam explosion from 5,000 degree fuel hitting that water will drive the fuel into the stratosphere, and the United States will be blanketed as if it had been under nuclear attack. Jeez. We're already seeing all across the United States food being contaminated by radiation from Japan. We're also learning some new things about science, about the speed at which tuna travel across the ocean between the North Pacific on the Japan side and the United States side. So radioactive tuna are already being showing up on our shores over here. This is one of these things that every government is trying to cover up at this point because it is terrifying in its complications if the nuclear meltdown in Fukushima continues. Already, I mean, imagine this, folks. If you unload a ship on the east coast of Japan, which is where all the industry is.
Sure.
You know, ships get top heavy when you take the cargo off. So the usual thing you have to do is you pump seawater into the bottom of the boat, you know, in the bilge, and that keeps the ship heavy until you can take on more cargo and you flush that water out of the bilge.
Give it some ballast.
That's right, it's ballast. Well, if you do that now in Japan, you have to scrap the ship because the water off the east coast of Japan is so hot that it would ruin the ship forever if you took on that water. So now what's happening is any of the ship traffic for Japan is going around the back of the island to two small ports, and they're having to use massive truck traffic to try to move stuff on and off these ships. The whole nation of Japan is trying to get its supplies through the equivalent of a straw because they cannot use their ports any longer. That's how serious this disaster is.
But it could be years before we see the effects of Fukushima.
Oh, well, we're already seeing effects immediately. You know, when it first went off, I took one look at the first report and I said, one, they are lying through their teeth. That was a nuclear explosion I'm looking at. So second of all, I said, you know, I've got about 8 or 9 days before the first stuff reaches the West Coast. So I immediately bought a ticket to go join you in Missouri. Well, I didn't actually meet up with you, George, but I went to Missouri. And the day I left, the iodine reading in the San Francisco water supply was 18,000 times the legal limit, after which the NRC stopped reporting radiation readings on the West Coast.